Looking back to the events of Sunday afternoon, as you heard there, Pope Benedict held an important meeting with intellectuals, university professors and students in the Grand Vladislav Hall of Prague Castle, where he underlined the vital role of academia in upholding a nation's cultural and spiritual values. Charles Collins now takes a closer look at what the Pope had to say.
Pope Benedict is no stranger to the academic world, and during meetings with university officials, it's easy to tell that the Holy Father was once a professor of theology. It was no different Sunday evening when the Pope returned to Prague Castle, this time to meet with rectors, professors, and students from the universities of the Czech Republic. The Pope said the proper autonomy of any educational institution finds meaning in its accountability to the authority of truth. He warned that in today's world, the unity of all truth is often obscured.
The idea of an integrated education based on the unity of knowledge grounded in truth must be regained. It serves to counteract the tendency, so evident in contemporary society, towards a fragmentation of knowledge.
The Holy Father also once again warned of the dangers of relativism. He said utilitarianism and fashionable but intellectually deficient arguments are not good for society.
Our societies will not become more reasonable or tolerant or adaptable, but rather more brittle and less inclusive, and they will increasingly struggle to recognize what is true, noble, and good.
The Pope ended his lecture by encouraging academic officials to not only offer programs which encourage students to excel, but to also offer an experience of shared ideals and mutual support in what he called the great enterprise of learning. I'm Charles Collins.
Earlier on Sunday, Pope Benedict also met with leaders of the other Christian churches in the Czech Republic, stressing the need for all Christians to cooperate more closely and bear witness to their faith with confidence for the good of all European society. Linda Bordoni followed that meeting closely and afterwards talked to Charles Collins about its profound implications for the ecumenical movement in the region today.
Dear Cardinals, Your Excellencies, brothers and sisters in Christ, I am grateful to Almighty God for the opportunity to meet with you who are here representing the various Christian communities of this land.
The Pope met with members of the Ecumenical Council of Churches in the Czech Republic. This is a particularly poignant event, as historically Czech lands were the cradle of Protestantism. The Czech priest and academic Jan Hus, who was also rector of the city's Charles University, is known as the morning star of the Protestant Reformation. He condemned corruption in the church and was a key contributor to the Protestant movement, as well as being a major influence on Martin Luther himself some 100 years later. In 1415, Hus was condemned by a general council of the church and burned at the stake as a heretic. And a historian has told me that the Husite movement he spawned turned Prague and all of Bohemia into a real center of anti-Catholic activity. However, that enmity is long past, and reconciliation has been ongoing for decades. In 1990, Pope John Paul II organized an important symposium dedicated to Jan Hus, during which apologies were made and friction was ironed out. But Charles, I'd like to say something about the Pope's discourse this afternoon to the ecumenical representatives.
What did he say?
Well, picking up on the theme he has highlighted constantly since his arrival here yesterday, he recalled the collapse of the communist regime, saying that in these past 20 years, Christians have been able to join together with others of goodwill in helping to rebuild a just political order. But, he said, society must beware of a growing tendency today to separate the gospel from intellectual and public life. In a nutshell, he invited Christians to join forces and work strenuously towards unity. He said that we should engage in a mutual self-critique of modernity and of modern Christianity. And touching on another theme, that is, it's really a red ribbon running through this journey, Pope Benedict highlighted Europe's Christian roots, saying we must not forget that it is thanks to the Christian faith that in the old continent the fundamental principles of justice and freedom were able to affirm themselves. So Christians, he said, must have the courage to proclaim the richness of Christian faith for the good of the whole of society.
Now, this is interesting because this meeting did point out a fact that in many ways Christians are together and being a minority in the Czech Republic. This has been a running theme that the Czech Republic is one of the most atheistic countries in Europe. But before the trip, Czech church leaders said even unbelievers are going to give the Pope a chance. Has that been the case?
Well, Charles, when I got here 2 days before the Pope's arrival, I was surprised to see the indifference of the people who didn't seem to care he was coming at all. In fact, some told me they were even irritated and worried that his presence in the city would create logistical traffic problems and so on. But since yesterday, things do appear to be changing. First of all, the press has completely changed its tone. Contrary to yesterday and Friday, front page articles are appearing on the daily newspapers, and journalists are taking the trouble to really listen to what the Pope has to say rather than just relate a series of prejudices and make superficial comments. I think the turning point came yesterday morning when the Czechs took stock of the warmth and of the humanity with which he spoke to the children and families in the Church of Our Lady of Victory. And I think this warmth has really seemed to warm everyone else up as well.
Thanks there to Linda Bordoni, who's been keeping us up to date with all of the Pope's activities during this 3-day pastoral visit to the Czech Republic.